Welcome to your Giants preview report. Anita Marks here with Paul Dottino. Preseason game number one in the books against Pittsburgh. Looking forward to Sunday against the Colts. So, Paul, what's the one thing you are most looking forward to on Sunday?
Well, you know, I'm going to cheat, Anita, and give you two things.
Okay.
I'm going to look at that Giants run defense, especially off the edges, because the Steelers ran for a bit too many yards in those areas against the Giants D. And then, quite frankly, I don't think the Giants got their running game going very well. I need to see more punch out of that offensive line.
Well, we know wide receiver Ruben Randle, a big part of the Giants' offense, but also wants to contribute on special teams. Here's Ruben Randle.
Well, now I feel like I can do it since I understand the offense a lot better. And so I'm able to take on that role and go out there and do a great job of it also. So if they need me to do it, I'll be willing to do it.
All right, so Paul, let's talk about Ruben Randle. Special teams, he wants to contribute, but this is a guy that expecting big things from him on the offensive side of the ball as a wide receiver. Coach is really cool with him returning punts this season?
Well, you know, he's got great hands, Anita, and he seems to know how to catch the ball. It's a learned skill. Not everybody can do it. You know, so many people come up to me and say, well, why doesn't Lewis Murphy do it? Because he's so fast. The problem is he's just not adept at handling the ball coming down out of the punt formation. So, you know, Randle makes the coach comfortable. What is his number one rule? Ball security. And, you know, Ruben Randle does a good job with that. Quite frankly, I'd love to see somebody else take the job. I really would. I just don't know if anybody is going to.
Well, Paul, let's look at the defensive side of the ball. All eyes on the linebacking competition that's going on. Preseason game number two, Dan Connor, Mark Herzlich. This is going to be a good one.
Yeah, you know, going into the first game, Anita, we thought that Herzlich had the edge at middle linebacker because he had a really good offseason. Looked good in the OTAs, looked good in the minicamp, looked good the first week of training camp or so. But then he didn't do so well against the Steelers. And that wasn't a good sign because Dan Connor outplayed him in his snaps in Pittsburgh. And so now in the past week, we've seen Connor take some of those first team snaps away from Herzlich, which kind of tells you that the coach is giving Connor a little thumbs up there. And I expect that Connor's going to see more time against the Colts, and he's in a position to maybe seize the spot.
Another big storyline, Antrell Roll not going to play in preseason game number two. Here's Stevie Brown talking about next man up, Ryan Mundy.
Yeah. I mean, we had our year together up there in Michigan and everything like that, and we've remained friends since then. So, you know, it's just transferring over onto the field now. You know, we know each other and everything like that. We've known each other for like 7 years now. So it's just now we're just talking football language instead of just talking.
So, Paul, we just heard from Stevie Brown. Talk about Mundy, what you've seen this week in practice in the safety position as a whole.
Well, Mundy's a very intelligent player. And, you know, the thing about him is he comes from Pittsburgh, known as a special teams guy, a guy who loves to hit. And everybody loves a safety who loves to hit. So the question was, how quickly was he going to grasp the defense? The good news is, not only, as you heard, does Mundy know Stevie Brown from their days at Michigan, so there's a familiarity there, but in addition to that, some of the things the Giants are running defensively also were things he ran with Pittsburgh when he was backing up Troy Polamalu and Ryan Clark. And so the learning curve for him hasn't been as bad as it might be for some others, in addition to the fact that he's a veteran. And so the Giants are pretty pleased to have him in camp.
So, Paul, last but not least, Giants fans, what can they expect from the starters? Are we looking maybe a quarter of play against the Colts on Sunday?
Well, you know, I think some of the starters may go as much as almost a half, some a quarter, somewhere in between maybe for some of the other guys. You know, I think the thing that Tom Coughlin really has to identify right now in this particular game, game two, Anita, is that he's trying to figure out those guys on the back end of the roster who are going to deserve more playing time in weeks 3 and 4, because that's where those guys will actually make the 53-man roster. There'll be guys in this game who will kind of play themselves out of contention and will kind of be on the outside looking in and probably won't even play in 3 and 4 because the Giants know they got one cut coming up and then that second cut coming up after the preseason finale against the Patriots.
Good stuff, Paul. Thanks so much. Paul Dottino, Anita Marks with your Giants Preview Report.